Welcome back, people.
Welcome back.
The Outside Noise Show. Trevor talks, Eddie eats. We're here.
Is it episode 10?
Let's get into it, Edward.
Our first double-digit episode.
We've hit double digits. This is big news. Big news for the Outside Noise Show. Big news for us. Big news for the people.
Big news for everyone. We almost couldn't get this one out to you today. We've been struggling head over heels to try to get this thing out tonight. Just technical difficulties left and right, but guess what? We're here. We're getting it out.
We're here. We're going to do it. And guess what? We have our second guest.
Yes.
On the Outside Noise Show, Lauren. Ed, do you want to tell us a little bit about Lauren? Because I don't even know much about Lauren yet, but we're going to get to know about her.
Guest number two, Lauren. Probably wouldn't have been our guest number two, but I was lucky enough to run into her in Cabo this last week, and we were talking about the podcast, and she said she'd love to be a guest. I said, of course. So guest number two, Lauren Hainauer. She goes to NYU, went to SAS in Seattle, not semester at sea, but SAS in Seattle. And yeah, goes to NYU, lives in New York, loves music, and I'll let her say more when the time comes. But yeah, very excited. Going to be a great guest.
Well, awesome. Can't wait to meet Lauren. Anyway, Ed, we got to get into it a little bit. We have our intro. We got to get into a little banter. What do we got so far? You're back from Cabo. How does it feel? Because you were gone for, do you know how many days? Was it like 10 days?
It was like 21 or 22 days. Because think about it. I was gone from the time I did the 10K challenge with you. Then I just got back like 3 days ago from that. So I was gone that entire time. And that seems like a month ago at this point.
Wow. Yeah. Cause you flew in on March 6th and you got back on what, like 25th?
The 21st. Or 21st. So a little bit, I guess.
You're gone for almost 20 days. That's wild. Yeah.
It was a long, long stretch. Glad to be home. I was living out of the same suitcase for too long. Had to do a lot of washing and drying of clothes. Lost some clothes here and there. Actually, Trevor, I was meaning to ask. I think I left some clothes at your house. My Viore shirts are at your house, I think, which. Are my favorite shorts. So, yeah.
I've not seen the Viore shorts. I've seen the polo. The polo is here.
Okay. Yeah, I was leaving stuff left and right. But, you know, that's kind
of. Well, that's great. Anything of note? And since, because we, the Outside Noise Show was filmed while you were in Cabo, but then you had a few days, I think you had like 2 days after that. Was there anything of note? Or was it just more Cabo?
A lot more dancing, a lot more, obviously, drinking, beach time. We didn't go out the last night, which was a smart move because March Madness was the next day and we're getting on flights. The sophomores all went out the night before and they walked to the airport like they were in the airport like zombies. And we felt great. We're like, oh my gosh, first night not drinking and so on. Felt great walking on the airport. Great flight. March Madness. Amazing.
Speaking of March Madness, Edward, we're in a bracket. We're in a bracket league together. 10 individuals. How's the bracket doing? I haven't really looked at it in a couple days. But I'm just curious how you're going.
This is probably my worst March Madness year I've probably ever had, I would say. Because usually I'm pretty good. I do my research in class, and that's all I'm thinking about. But I was in Cabo that whole stretch. So I barely got my bracket even out, and it was terrible. How was your bracket, Trev?
My bracket, I think it's doing pretty good. I think I've been, tied for third or something. I was in first place by the end of Saturday, I was in first place. But then going into Sunday, I had SDSU losing. Because everyone that everyone that were in that bracket with basically went to SDSU. Ah. So I was like, if I'm gonna win this thing, I'm gonna have to have it'll be a little
something
different,
I guess. But SDSU, let's talk about that. SDSU is playing UConn, the best team in the whole bracket coming up.
Sweet 16.
I'm surprised you didn't have them at least getting that far and then losing to UConn. But I guess that was
honestly
your idea.
Strategy with my bracket this year. I didn't even research it. I just guessed. I just went with my intuition. Because I didn't really watch that much SDSU basketball, to be honest. Like, I did watch, but, not nearly as much as I could have. So I was kind of like, you know what? No one knows. Because even if you go with, the expert picks, no one ever picks it. No matter how much experts these people are. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to throw a little razzle-dazzle. I'm going to put my heart and my soul into it. And SDSU, that was honestly the only thing I was really thinking of. And also, I didn't want to pick UConn because I knew everyone was going to pick UConn. So I was like, not picking SDSU, not picking UConn. I got Marquette winning it all. So if Marquette wins it all, the bank account's going to be real happy.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, you do hear of the moms and the random people picking the mascots and in their favorite colors, and it ends up working out. So no one really knows. You know, that's what I was kind of thinking in Cabo. I picked a random bracket, and it could have been a really good one, but it happened to just be an awful, awful one.
Yeah.
So I'm in last place in a lot of my brackets. So
I'm
loving watching ball.
I was watching March Madness on Sunday, and my buddy pointed this out, and it's so true. It's so funny how every time someone shoots a free throw in one of these games, it's instant pan to the mom and then watch the free throw. And then if they got another one, pan back to the mom, watch the free throw. It's so funny.
Every time.
Nothing else. Every like, I feel like no other sport time. Does that.
No. And it's just the mom, like, oh my God. Yeah. Like, oh God, my son.
They're just so stressed. Like, oh no.
So stressed.
Especially if it's like a close game, it looks like they're gonna have a heart attack.
I don't
know.
They're
just putting them on like national TV. I think it's so funny.
I don't know if you saw this game, but it was the Houston game, and it went to overtime. And Houston
the buzzer beater.
All their players are fouled out, right? All their players are fouled out, and they put in this white kid that looks like he should not belong on the court.
Yeah. I totally know what you're talking about. And then he missed the free throw, the first one, so bad.
Like the worst you can miss it. Like, and then they pan to the parents, and the dad's just like, oh God, like that's his family legacy, like on the line, and his kid just gets up there. Like to like go ahead
right,
of the game.
Right off the front of the rim just too, like didn't even have a chance.
Oh, that was the one I really felt bad for the parents for. Yeah, that was a crazy game. That was a crazy game.
Who were they playing? Who was the team that it was like an? Was it Texas Tech?
No, it was Houston.
Texas A&M. I think it was
and
Texas A&M.
A&M. Yeah. It was Texas A&M.
And they made that buzzer beater at the very end to tie. Crazy.
Well, there was like 12. They were down by like 12 with like a minute left, and they scored 12 points in a minute to come back. One of the craziest comebacks.
Almost they got one seed.
And
but then
Houston,
once they got an OT.
I have Houston winning it all. So I was just on the edge of my seat during that. But yeah, so March Madness, great time. You know, it really reminds me of just, I don't know, just the childhood during the school day, trying to stream the games. Just it's the best. So I came home from college and just literally watched March Madness. I was just on repeat. It feels weird coming off that with not having day basketball, but it was just the best.
Those first couple of days are so fun too, because it's just non-stop. Like
non-stop.
From 11 a.m. or whatever until like late at night, you're just game. What's on next? What's my bracket doing? How are we doing? Oh, we need this. Oh, this is a close game. Let's watch this one. So fun.
Round. Round two is a little bit less exciting because all the favorites won. But yeah, let's keep it rolling. We have a little shout out to do. A big shout out to Gooby. She actually just graduated from the University of Tampa. So congratulations to Gooby.
Couldn't be prouder of this girl.
Yeah. Awesome job with that.
Awesome. All right. So one other thing I want to talk about, the Ohtani translator controversy. This is pretty wild because I'm an Angels fan. So I had Ohtani for years, and he was just the show pony. He was like everyone's sweetheart, could not do nothing wrong. And now he's got this is huge controversy.
People
are hating $1 million or something. Wild.
Did you ever listen to any of his interviews or anything as an Angel fan? Or like did you hear the translator ever? What was your read on that?
I totally knew like Ippy or whatever his name is.
Translator,
always sung. Because he was in the dugout during the games. He was obviously translating. Yeah, he was around all the time. Like I never really thought much of him. But part of me thinks Ohtani was a little bit in on this. I don't think Ohtani didn't know anything.
100%. I think he was fully betting. And they're fully putting it on EP, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And he's just taking all the blame. I think Ohtani was fully betting. I think everyone kind of knows that. But the MLB is trying to have a blind eye to it because Ohtani's going to make them millions of dollars.
The only thing that I don't understand is – or that like makes me believe that Ohtani wasn't involved was like, does he really know anything about like – college basketball or like he doesn't strike me as like a big other sports
that's
guy.
True. Do we know what he was betting on though? I don't think we know yet.
Yeah, I guess we don't know. And it also with predictions, it doesn't even matter. He's not even a fan. He's just like, oh, because I know people like they don't even watch sports, but
they're betting on like cricket at 2 a.m.
Watch the game. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's definitely can be an addiction. It sounds like $4.5 million might have been an addiction problem. Either for him or the translator or whoever was involved in that situation. Yeah.
But
there was probably some late night ping pong.
It's honestly a lot of fun to watch and definitely honestly kind of good publicity for MLB.
It gives people some interest in it.
All these like NFL talk shows are like Rich Eisen was talking about it. Like Pat Mack, everyone's
right before the season starts too. We have opening day this Friday, so it's right before the season. Big bringing a lot of attention to baseball actually.
Could be good for baseball.
Maybe
not
it's a
good for Ohtani, but good for baseball.
Not good for Ohtani. I'm excited to see how it plays out.
All right, so it's an NFL rule change, Ed. The hip drop tackle is gone, there's a new kickoff.
And the new kickoff. So people are kind of pissed about the NFL no hip drop tackle rule because they're limiting all these different ways to tackle. So I feel bad for the players. How are you going to tackle now? It's making it kind of a soft league. I understand the problems with the knee injuries, but you're going to get hurt no matter what way you tackle at some point. I feel bad for the players. Let them go play. They're thinking
it's
about
it too much.
It's
full contact sport. I mean, I'm just worried about, like, I get the hip drop tackles, but the missed calls. Because these refs, they're not going to be able to practice. They'll have, like, the preseason and stuff. And these aren't, like, calls that you can challenge or that could be reversed. From what I've heard is if they make that call, that's the call. Where they now might be able to kind of review, like, hitting the quarterback too hard or something like that.
Yeah.
But from what I've heard, the hip drop, they're not going to be able to really review it.
Yeah, the game is moving so fast. That's going to be impossible for the refs to look at that and
penalty.
Go hip drop
15-yard penalty
from 30
that's
yards
huge
away.
Penalty.
He's like, oh yeah,
it's a game killing. It's a drive killing penalty. Like that's not like 5 yards, even 10 yards.
Ridiculous.
15 yards. That's a personal foul. That's
I didn't even
crazy.
Know it's 15 yards. That's crazy. 15 yards is
yeah,
way
too sure
much.
Yeah, 15 yards, which is
tackle.
Nuts. That's crazy.
Wow. I have a good feeling that rule is going to get put back into the NFL because people are going to be so upset with it. And then the new kickoff rule, I think, is fine. Like, I don't have any qualms with it. It's just it's safer, a lot safer. We'll honestly get more action on returns and stuff. But, yeah, so I'm totally fine with that one. But the hip drop one, I think, is really dumb.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't get rid of the kickoff altogether. Yeah. I like that it's still there. And
it's
I mean,
a good tradition to start the game. Yeah.
And honestly, if it encourages players to take the ball out, that's even cooler.
That's
because
that's
now
happen,
it's just always just boot it into the one thing that does suck, onside kick's dead. It's never it's done.
Yeah. That version of it's done. I think they're gonna come up with something else. It's like a way to get the ball back. But like a hard
that'd
like
be
a
cool.
Fourth and 20 or like a something
yeah, the
that's
Eagles,
tough.
The Eagles are on that, huh?
Something like that. But yeah, so those are the new NFL rules. You know, you gotta stay in touch with the NFL world in the off season. Trev, what were we doing a year ago today? I don't know if you remember.
A year ago today, we were at
what
Disneyland and walked 38,000 steps.
Mm-hmm.
After
the dogs were
a 10-day bender of a road trip through St. Fratty's, through Vegas, through national parks, we finished that with a Disneyland experience. And a Disneyland experience unlike any other. This is coming from a guy. So I'm personally, my perspective, going to Disneyland is very different than going to Disneyland with Eddie. I went to Disneyland for the first time in probably 10 years with Edward, and it is a nonstop, full go, just crazy experience. We were walking around at Disneyland at like 10 p.m. after 38,000 steps, like 20 miles, and Ed was still whistling, snapping his fingers. He loves Disneyland more than I love anything in this entire world, I think. And it was after he went like, whatever, like 2 weeks before that, we did pretty much every ride. I've never been, I don't think, so exhausted in my life, but it was great. And I loved it. And I don't think I'd want to go to Disneyland with anyone else, but it is an experience going with Mr. Ed.
It was a long day. We didn't quite get the rope drop off, so I wanted to do the rope drop, but me and Trevor were just exhausted. We were falling asleep in the car on the way there. It was like, even me, the biggest Disney guy, I was thinking, is this a bad idea? And it's never a bad idea to go Disney. But I was thinking, oh God, this might have been a bad idea. But we hit that first ride, Matterhorn, and we were locked in. That was the end of the Disney sandwich. And then I actually went again with Trev in October, and that was pushing it too much. That time, after that day, I realized I did not need to go back for a while. But I did have – me and Trev had a great time. We had some pretty funny photos that were taken on some of the rides. but this is a kid show, so, you know. But there were some pretty funny – some motions and signals we were doing on, because you know when the roller coaster takes a picture of you on the ride, we were making some funny faces, let's say, on the rides. Yeah,
it may have been gestures. So, yeah.
It was a great, enough. great time. So yeah, so Disneyland
great.
Was here to go today.
The next time I go to Disneyland is going to not be Disneyland. It's going to be the Disney World,
Disneyland
Japan, or whatever.
Yep, Disney Japan.
So that's happening eventually. Yeah. All right, Ed. I mean, this is great. I think it's time to bring in our guest.
Yes. Let's bring in the guest.
So,
bring in the guest.
This is Lauren from Seattle, currently studying at NYU, and big friend of the show. Honestly, haven't really
big
met her too much.
Also, a big friend like of Guy minutes. In the Corner. Guy in the Corner kind of set this up a little bit for us. Thank you, Guy in the Corner. But yeah, I have a lot of. Oh,
Oh, here she is.
There she is. Welcome, hey. Lauren, to the Outside Nose Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for being here, Lauren. We're very happy to have you on the show.
Oh, my God. It's my pleasure. Also, so is it your Trevor likes to talk?
Trevor talks.
Trevor talks.
Okay. Yes. And Eddie likes to eat, so Eddie eats.
Yes, Eddie
eats. Yeah, not Eddie likes to eat, Eddie eats. But
I prefer mine, but that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie does like to eat, though. That is, there's a whole segment Eddie likes to eat, basically.
He eats like no other. All right. Yeah, well,
I was telling them about my eggs eating consumption when we were in Cabo, and they were just like disgusted. They were like, why are you talking?
No, every time I eat eggs, I cannot stop thinking about you. Oh my God.
Yeah, he's a wild human being. That's why that eat segment is just a great part of the show and something that we could never get rid of.
Yes. Okay.
So this is going to run a lot like our last guest. We're going to start with our intersecting insights segment. So people who didn't listen to last show, this is basically me and Edward are going to ask Lauren questions that most guys would know. And then Lauren's going to ask us questions that most girls would know. And we're going to see who can get the most right. And we're going to keep a little tally because we're each going to get 4 questions.
Okay, and, can I interject for a second?
Yeah.
Interject.
So I made you a couple questions that most girls would know, but I also made you a couple questions that most adults would know and that I thought you wouldn't know.
Oh, that totally works.
That's great.
Totally plays.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, continue.
Also, so now we realize, because you have 4 for each of us and we have 4 for you, you can compete with us as well. So you're going to be part of the competition.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Part of the game. Yeah.
I'm so honored. Right. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. You can go
ahead. We're
going
to give Lauren the honors. We're going to have Lauren ask us first. She is our guest.
Who you want to start with?
And yeah, either start with me or Edward.
So I have 2 girly questions, and I was just thinking that it's so sad that a bunch of the stuff that you guys wouldn't know is like about female hygiene. So we're only doing 2 of those because, you know, whatever. But Trevor, you have a girlfriend, right?
I do. Shout out.
Okay,
bro.
So I'm giving you the harder one.
Oh, all right, bring Trevor. It on. I'm ready.
What's a diva cup?
Okay. So I'm just going to walk you through my thought process here, because that question in my ears, alarm bells went off, but I'm calm, cool, under pressure. So I'm going to think about this analytically. I'm going to problem solve this question like I would a test I didn't study for. Not that I don't study for tests, but sometimes you just got to figure it out, you know? So a diva cup. So diva, I don't know what that means, because I'm thinking this is making, no hints. I got this. When I hear cup, I think menstruation. I'm going to tell you that right off the bat. And you did say it was a hygiene. So I have seen these little cups. And when girls have their period, as women do, there's a cup you can kind of put up in there instead of using like tampons. And it kind of holds back the flow. And I'm going to say that that's what a diva cup is. That it's holding back the flow.
Oh, wow.
So good. Yeah.
Let's go.
No way.
Oh, God, Eddie, awesome. You were just crawling inside your skin. I could see it. It was just.
No, I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was.
If you would have said diva, I wouldn't know.
I thought he had
no idea. A diva cup is more. Yeah, it's a slang word for menstrual cup, but I thought that would be too easy, but.
What's the diva behind it? Because when I heard diva, I was thinking like a person's a diva, you know, like it's a diva cup.
So like the monopoly on menstrual cups, I think they call it diva cups.
Mm. And, oh, like a main company, kind of like Kleenex.
Yeah.
It's tissue.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Or like these Band-Aid. These things are very much for women who care about the environment, I'd say, deeply, because they're reusable. I'm just gonna leave it there.
And let's
where
do you
there.
Wash? Where do you wash the diva cup? Because
I've never used one.
Dishwasher would be a good place. Like I feel like a dishwasher, it would heat it up, it would kill all those germs. But I wouldn't want it in my dishes. But I wouldn't really put it in the laundry machine because I think
I would probably just like throw it in the sink and give it a rinse. That would be my guess.
You'd hand wash diva cups.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, I've never used one myself. So
me neither.
All right.
Cool. Whoa, did you see that? There's a little... Do you see that? If you do a thumbs up, it does a thumbs up on the screen.
I think that's just for you, Eddie.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, did you see mine? Okay. Sorry. No one has any idea what I'm talking about.
All right.
Okay.
Eddie.
Question two. Yeah, I would have gotten that wrong for sure.
The second of the female questions. All right.
Oh, God.
Can you name... three. Actually, can you name just two different types of female underwear?
Okay, yes.
Actually, no, we're going with three because I think that's better.
Well, okay. Okay. Okay.
There are seven types.
Okay. Oh, no.
Wait, seven types? Are there types? I was thinking like brands like Victoria's Secret, Calvin Klein.
No. Like styles of underwear.
Oh. Like cuts. Cuts of underwear.
Yep, cuts of underwear.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to get three for definitely not. I was thinking brands. I could rip off some brands.
Nope.
Three
no.
Cuts.
Think about that.
Oh, God. Okay. Cuts. I don't even know where to start with this. Cuts.
You must know the one, the famous one.
Like, Trev's trying to help me.
What are you doing? Oh, I kind of see what you're doing.
Oh, like the.
Oh, no. I will steal that. If you can't get this, I think I could get this. But I want you to get this.
I don't think I'm in the right. Like, I feel like I know them. I don't know, like, the types versus the brands.
What about
how
about you give Ed one? And
I'll give an example.
Give me one, and then let's see.
Niche one, so we can kind of get the broad ones.
Yeah. Give me, like, a gist of it.
Because he's not going to get in the depths. He's not going to get, like, the niche one. Okay.
Can I give you like the obvious one, or do you want like a niche one?
Give me a niche one so then I can get the gist of like what even a type is, and then I can go from there.
Ready? Cheeky.
Yeah, that didn't help. But
I didn't knock anything loose up there, Ed.
No.
I can steal. I think I can steal.
I'm afraid I'm going to say something that I was like not supposed to say.
Ed, why don't you gotta go for it? Give it a swing at least. You're in the box.
Okay. This is like a style. This is a style of women's underwear that I feel like I've heard before. But I feel like this is not going to be right. But lingerie.
Okay. Every type of underwear / bra is considered lingerie.
Ooh.
Think about the cuts, Ed. Think about what it looks like. There's a lot of different styles.
V-cut. No. No. Okay, Trevor Toxin can steal this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Failure.
These aren't like my favorites. These are just ones that come to mind. I'm gonna start classic with the thong.
Yep.
Oh.
Classic
yeah,
thong.
Okay. I knew that.
Feel stupid now, Eddie? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Once again, not my favorite, but I'm just gonna throw this one in there. Gimme G-string.
Yep. Check.
Oh, see, that's what I was gonna say, but I was like, I don't know if that's.
And then right. Number three, a little different, very different from my picks. The boy short.
Yes. Yes. All right.
That's 2 points there, Ed.
That's 2 points.
He's killing me. Ugh.
So the seven is bikini, boy short, thong, g-string, hipster, cheeky, and hip huggers. So.
Ooh, yeah. See, I don't think I would have gotten any of those other ones.
All right. Dang. What's next?
That was a good one. That stumped me.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Wow.
Okay, I'm going to give Lauren one of my questions here. So, which one should I start with? Okay. This is a sports question. We're in the sports realm.
We're only giving you two sports questions. Just like how you're giving us two, yeah.
Yeah, so we got two sports questions, and then I got kind of a different one. Okay. So, this is a golf. So, get in that golf headspace. Think about any golf you've ever played, any golf you've ever watched, anything you've ever heard about. But on a par 4 golf hole, how many strokes would be considered a bogey?
Five.
Correct.
Yeah. I play golf, guys. I play golf.
Oh, very good. Nice. See, nice. I didn't know this about you. We're learning more about already. It's great.
No, but I couldn't care less about the other sports, like genuinely. So I'm so sorry. You're gonna hate me.
All right, well, I think he's got a different sport for you now.
Yeah, I got Lauren has 1 point.
Yes.
Okay, Lauren has 1 point. I have 0 points. Trevor has 2 points. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
In baseball, So think baseball. This might not be a sport you know or like, whatever, but this is a pretty common thing in baseball. How many balls are needed for a walk? How many balls? There's strikes and balls. How many balls are needed for the player to get walked to first base?
Okay. Well, now I'm confused because three strikes and you're out.
Three strikes and you're out.
How many strikes do you get to be walked? That's crazy.
Okay, so I'll do a little explanation. So, yeah, balls and strikes. So if the ball is in the strike zone, it's thrown in the strike zone, that's considered a strike. If the ball misses the strike zone and they don't swing, that's considered a ball. So you're correct. Three strikes and you're out. But also, if you get a certain amount of balls, you get a walk to first base.
So I'm thinking because it's the hitter's fault when you have three strikes, when it's three balls, it's the thrower's fault. So maybe three balls and you get walked?
Good guess.
Close. You're one off. It's four balls.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah. So
see, this is why baseball takes so long. It's such a long game.
It is long. Yeah. They're shortening it. But yes. Okay.
Oh, I heard.
So yeah. So yeah.
Right, so you're one for two. That's great though.
One for
That's
two.
Great.
That's better than no points. Like me.
All right.
All right. Okay. So let's see. Maybe give Edward the question first this time. And then we'll change it up a little bit.
Wow. I need to bounce back from that just misery.
We should get on the board here, question. Ed.
Yeah.
Okay, no. So I'm training to be a bartender.
Oh.
And I would like to know, Eddie, if you know how to make, and you should know this, how to make an old-fashioned.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
How many ingredients total are in an old-fashioned?
Yeah. If you count ice, five.
Okay, so let's say if he gets four, or if he gets three of the four other ingredients, that we'll say it's good.
This is bad, guys. I've drank an old-fashioned. I've heard about old-fashioned all the time. People are, I love old-fashioned. I'm drinking an old-fashioned. I've never actually personally had an old-fashioned. So this might be
neither.
Bad. This might be bad.
Really?
Here we go.
Yeah, plenty of White Claws, though. Don't tell anyone.
Oh, the culture is different at my school, and I think I've overestimated the question.
The alcohol in
yeah, you should know the alcohol at least
is gin.
I was
trying to act confident there, like I knew it. I had no idea.
It's so painful. I can't even explain. Can you guys like one other ingredient? Like, have you
ginger,
ever like
ginger?
No.
Okay, I got it.
Shoot.
All right.
Okay. This is
go,
just
go
bad.
The alcohol is whiskey, right?
Yeah.
Or bourbon or whiskey.
Yep.
Wow, that was the other thing I was going to say.
And then there's, isn't there bitters in it?
Mm-hmm. You don't have to say which bitters, just there are bitters.
Yeah, I don't even know. I just, bitters. And then I think the last ingredient would be muddled orange.
So no one muddles orange, but you zest the orange and you like take it. The rind and you like zest it and then you like garnish with it.
Okay.
Wait, why am I telling you? You're not done.
Oh yeah. What's the other ingredient?
So you have bitters, the orange zest. We know there's ice.
This is why
there's just one less ingredient. One.
You only need three out of the four because he only knew three out of the four.
Well, I'm trying to give you a chance too.
No, I know.
I didn't know if you get like bitter. Honestly, don't even know. Yeah, no. I'm going to guess here. I'm just going to have to throw a guess out there. Soda.
No. So.
Oh, shoot, Trev.
An old fashioned. It's not like a mixed drink. It's kind of a straight up like alcohol on ice. So it's like 50 milliliters of whatever bourbon whiskey. Then you can do either a sugar cube. That would be muddled. Or, you know, whatever sugar syrup you'd like. Three dashes of Angostura bitters, I think it is. And then you garnish with the orange. And sometimes people garnish with, like, a maraschino cherry. Depends on where you're at. But usually, also, this is how you know what an old-fashioned is. Old-fashions are orange, and they have the big ice cube in the center.
Yeah.
The fat one.
Yeah.
See, I've heard about them so much. You know what? Guess what? Next time I'm in a bar, I'm going to order an old-fashioned.
I think you'd like it. Also, I'm so sorry.
I think you'd hate it.
At my school, we're never drinking like cans. We're always going out for drinks. Bars.
Yeah, makes sense.
Interesting.
No, we should know what's in an old fashioned. Like, it's not like, we should. That's like bad.
I can see it in my brain, and that's why I said orange. But it was the garnish. Yeah.
My second question, I don't know who this should go to because...
Oh, let's go to me. Let's go to me. And Eddie can
Okay. This one's easier, but it's still... Yeah. Okay. What's in a dirty martini?
Oh. Okay. Ooh, actually, I
can steal this. I can steal this, maybe.
Okay. Like, all the ingredients or what makes a martini dirty?
No. Just, like, make me a dirty martini.
Oh, okay. I know what makes it dirty is all the juice. Mm,
yep.
Fuck. And then... inside is gin.
I'm not. Should I go give you confirmation? I don't know what to do. You just have to give me a guess.
Okay. Well, I think it's olives, olive juice, gin, and what else? And give me bitters.
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
Okay, it's close. But not Ooh. Correct.
Edward can steal. Because right now I have 2 points. Eddie has 0 points. Because I didn't get that last one.
Okay, so, yeah. Okay, dirty martini. I know it's the olives. Because my grandpa used to have dirty martinis all the time. The olives. The martini part. I'm not feeling it.
Oh, I thought you were going to get it. Gin.
No, I had the confidence gin, right? going in.
Okay,
Eddie,
so
just
it's
throw
gin.
Something out there. Throw something out there. Throw
something
out there. Gin. Dirty. Gin. A little bit of club soda, olive, and a little bit of olive juice.
That was good.
Bingo.
Okay, another Bingo. Drink where there's no like club soda. Please never put club soda
I'm a
in your martinis.
Big club soda. Big club soda drink guy.
Okay, guys. So I mean, there are 4 main ingredients to any martini. I personally like to do 2 ounces of gin. It's gin or vodka. Mm-hmm. But some people do more. And then if you want it wet or dry, have you heard that? You want like a dry martini.
Vermouth.
Or
is it vermouth?
Yeah, 1/2 ounce of dry vermouth. That was the ingredient you were missing. Yeah, it's not bitter, it's vermouth. Then you put the same amount of olive juice, olive brine. And key detail... putting an even amount of olives in your martini is very unlucky, so always put 3. And I really like olives, so I put like 5 if I'm making one for myself.
Whoa, I love olives too. Wow. Yeah. Lauren, where are you going to bartend at?
One of my friends manages this restaurant in Midtown, and he's been training me so that I can apply for, it's kind of like a speakeasy steakhouse that's on my block. It's called Ann Sons, and I went in a couple weeks ago, and I was like, hey, like, if I applied for the summer, could I bartend? And they're like, yeah, we just have to, you know,
make sure you know what a dirty martini is.
That's so, awesome.
Yeah.
All right, I was thinking about bartending in San Diego, but obviously I have a long way to go.
Which is crazy, Eddie, because you know, like, Eddie, you know, like, I don't even drink. So
no,
I know what I'm doing. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. All right. So this was for you, Eddie. You want to lead it off this time?
Yes. Okay. This is a good one. It's not pop culture, but it's kind of like boyish, but it's right in the good realm. Okay. What country is Black Panther from?
This is gonna be like horrible.
What?
I'm so scared to answer.
Black Panther from?
Continent. It's a specific country.
Wakanda.
Yes!
Oh!
Wakanda forever!
Oh, I thought... Okay, I thought that was...
No, sorry. I was like, doing the sign. I wasn't giving you an X. I was giving you the sign.
Thinking, like, Wakanda doesn't exist, though.
No.
It's made up.
That was
but it
kind
is
of
an
part
African,
of the question.
Right?
I thought you were, like, asking me the real country that they, like, filmed. Okay, thank God. Oh, I was joking when I said Wakanda.
No, that was fully the right answer. What country?
I heard you saw the movie, like, there or something.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
We saw it in Kenya, which is, like, very, you know, if Wakanda was a country, it'd probably be right in that region, I'd say.
Okay.
So we did see it there. It's pretty awesome.
Impressive.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah.
It was cool.
Okay. This is our last question we got for you, Lauren.
Wait, so Lauren's 2 for 3?
She's 2 for 3 right now.
2 for 3.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Nice.
Okay. This one, I think, might stump you. I'd be impressed if you got this one. So, in a gym, how much does the standard Olympic barbell weigh?
Oh, no.
So this is like when you see people doing the bench press or...
Right, and so you can like stack them.
It's the normal
bar. Oh, just the bar.
And then you put the weights on it. But what does just the bar weigh?
I've lifted it before. It doesn't feel super heavy. I want to say like maybe 10, over a little bit over 10 pounds. I don't.
So the Olympic barbell is 45 pounds.
A little bit more.
Oh, 45. Then I definitely haven't lifted it before because I could do that.
Sometimes they have lighter ones.
Oh, you said,
the standard Olympic barbell is 45. Like most guys,
when they're like bench pressing, that's what they put the weights on the side. So like they'll put it on the side.
No, Eddie, I get that. Thank you.
Just establishing.
I'm not like that pathetic. I was just, yeah. I think in my time, I must have lifted a really light bar.
Yeah, sometimes they have lighter ones. They do. They're like maybe like 20 pounds.
For
or
us
so.
Small people, you know what I mean? Okay.
Not everyone can be a big dog like Edward.
True.
Can't use the chest still.
Building that booty up. Okay, so now we're going to narc. So I think me and Edward have each been asked two or three questions?
No, you both have asked two. So I have to ask both of you two more questions. So there's four
and then we'll each have been asked four. So you have two out of four. I'm currently, I think I have 2 points.
You have two points.
You have two.
Eddie
has 0 points. Yeah, 0.
All right. 0 points. Gosh.
So I'm hoping, okay, so I've heard you know like a little bit more about music, Trevor.
Yeah, certain genres for sure.
That's my thing. So I was gonna ask you things, but this is the bare minimum, okay? Like, I'm gonna ask Eddie a musical question, but it's not gonna be like instrumental. All right.
Okay.
In the key of C, what are the notes in a C chord? This is for Trevor.
Okay, good.
So just in the chord, like a 3?
There's 3 notes in the
C
chord.
Notes in the chord. Yeah. So it'd be a C, B sharp. Oh no, but sorry, wait. Cause that's a C, because there's no B sharp. Okay. There's a C. Okay, it's just C, E, and a G, right?
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah, that's just what comes to my head, a C, E, G.
Nice.
You put your finger
on the first fret of the B. And I was like, B sharp, but
right. No. So I mean, if you think about like playing scales on the piano, you know, you just go, you skip every other note, and that's the first, third, and fifth.
Yeah.
So those are, so if anyone asks you, play me a D chord, you go like, okay, D, F, you know, A, just like, all right.
Yeah, and the C is really easy to piano. It's all the white keys. You don't have to mess with the little ones.
All right, Eddie.
I'm ready.
I really need to
step up here.
But, okay, so.
Okay.
You know what Broadway is, right?
Broadway. I've been to Broadway.
Okay.
I went to School of Rock, Broadway.
What?
Rock.
Okay, great. What does off Broadway mean?
Okay, off Broadway. I think I might know this.
Have you heard the term?
So, no, but I think I can put it. I think I can put it together in my head.
Okay, so like, say I'm in an off Broadway show. That's how you use that.
Yes. Okay. So an off-Broadway show. So for example, Hamilton, right? It was on Broadway for a while with like the main cast, everyone knew that main cast. It was on Netflix or on Disney Plus and stuff. An off-Broadway show would be like when Hamilton's not necessarily like on the road, but like it's Hamilton, but not with the main cast. Like you're off-Broadway, you're in a Broadway show, but it's not the actual like Broadway in New York. You're doing a show, but it's off-Broadway, hence the name, with like a different cast kind of.
Not exactly.
Okay. Walk me through off Broadway.
Okay, so off Broadway just means that you're getting paid to be in a musical in New York City. So, like, my friend was just in Sesame Street the musical. It's not technically a Broadway show, but she's getting paid for like a musical in New York City, which is a big deal to a lot of people.
Broadway.
Yeah. It's still at a theater, but it's not on Broadway.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Broadway is like a theater.
Right. Well, no, Broadway is a street.
The street, yeah.
And so, there's multiple Broadways? Theaters on Broadway?
Yeah, so,
there's one street Broadway. Yeah, you know more than me.
So, okay, in New York, in Times Square, there are, I want to say, like, 12 Broadway stages. They're all massive. And at the same time, well, okay, that's a guess. But there are about, I want to say, around like 12 or 13 shows going on at the same time. They're all happening around the same area of New York. And they're Broadway shows, which means like, I mean, they just get a lot more recognition because, you know, they're on the street, which is like major. Okay, that's how you make the big bucks. All right, like I don't know how else to describe it.
I thought there was one Broadway, and if you were not on that Broadway, the guy
that is crazy, Trevor.
I've been to a Broadway. Like that... I went to
what did you see? Was it School of Rocks?
I think it was Wizard of Oz. Nice.
Oh,
like the witch one, Medusa, not Medusa.
I think you're thinking of Wicked.
Wicked. I saw Lord, Wicked.
Weren't you in Wicked? Awesome. Weren't you Wicked the Witch? In Wicked?
Bitch. Or what? No.
No?
Jeez, Edward.
I thought when we were in Cabo, there was a photo of you that was like.
Oh, no. I was Fiona in Shrek the Musical.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Okay. Sorry. That's what I was.
And off Broadway. Off Broadway?
No. This was Broadway Bound, which is a.
That's what I was thinking about. Broadway Bound, too. I've seen Broadway Bound.
Yeah, this is a children's theater.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. Okay, so those are Broadways. Good enough.
Okay.
All right, so I think, Edward, do you have a point yet?
No. Nope, I'm 0 for 3.
I thought you were going to that's why. I thought you had 7 points, Trev. I had no idea.
All right.
Okay, so now it's back to me, or is it to Trev?
Yeah, so...
No, it's to Trev.
Is this Edward?
I
just asked Eddie.
We'll go back to
that.
I got the Broadway one wrong, but it was a good guess, I would say.
It was a good
guess. If you steal this and then you steal the next, you could have 2 points. Or you get the next.
All right.
Yeah.
Trevor, this is going to be like a choose your own adventure. I have like 4 themes of which you could answer a question from.
Ooh, maybe Eddie chooses mine and I'll choose Ed's.
Okay. So we have a music themed one. We have a New York themed one. A sports themed one of the sport that I played, and a bar themed one.
Trev, do you want any? Like, I feel like you can pick. Like,
let's go New York. Let's go City of Dreams.
Okay. This is easy. What area of New York is the Empire State Building in? A, Midtown. B, Uptown. Or C, Downtown. What the hell is going on?
Balloons.
So this is my answer. I was hard on Manhattan. I was going to say, boom, Manhattan, because I think of big old buildings.
Let me make it easier. Manhattan is an island, uptown, midtown, downtown. Okay?
Oh, so it's all Manhattan.
It's all Manhattan. This is just the upper part, the middle part, and the lower part.
Okay. So
which part is it?
Quick story time. When I was in New York, I was in 8th grade, and I sat on a bus the whole time, basically getting drove around. So I didn't know where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
But
there is a place where the major buildings reside in.
And that would be downtown. Because downtown's where the hustle and bustle's at. It's where everyone's grinding. That's where Wall Street is. Everyone's making the money downtown. And they go uptown to go hang out.
I'll wait to break it to you, Trevor. But
Eddie can steal. Eddie can steal. I'm going to let Eddie steal here.
Yeah. Well, there's uptown, midtown, and downtown. I'm thinking because it's towards the water, it wouldn't be in the Midtown. Empire State Building. Oh, God. I'm going to say...
Statue of Liberty there, Ed? You thinking Statue of Liberty? Yep.
I was thinking Statue of Liberty. You caught me red-handed.
Yeah,
I'm going to say Midtown, though. I'm going to say Midtown.
Yay!
Yes!
All right.
Yes.
Okay,
on the board.
Trevor, Wall Street is in Midtown. All the hustle and bustle is in Midtown. I live downtown, which is where all the cool kids hang out. It's kind of where the trendy people are, the influencers, the actors. Like,
have you been to the Harry Potter store down there?
Yeah, that's Midtown.
Okay, I was just there at the Harry Potter store.
Hustle and bustle.
the downtown is usually where the shopping happens. Uptown is, you know, like Central Park, the Upper East Side, Madison Avenue. It's very posh up there.
Huh.
So,
posh.
Yes.
Okay. So Midtown.
Downtown is where the kids are. Midtown is where like the 25-year-old Wall Streeters are. And Uptown is where the old people are.
Laura, do you listen to the song Downtown by Macklemore quite often?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah?
Why?
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah, I love Macklemore. Yeah, why?
Because you're going downtown a lot. Yeah. Downtown. Yeah,
oh,
I bet that's a fun
right,
song.
The point?
Okay.
All right. Now Eddie gets a question.
Yes.
I just
okay,
don't.
Come back.
Well, actually, you might get this musical themed one, but I don't. That's not a good one. You should either choose the sports themed one or the bar themed one.
Okay. I'm going to, because my luck with the bar has just been terrible. I'm going sports. That's my bread and butter. I know sports. I know it's going to be a trick sports question, but I'm going sports.
Okay, so do you know what the sport I played in was in high school?
I'm thinking polo?
Like, that's not the question. Polo? What am I? Okay.
Cricket.
You're close.
I'm thinking of some random sport. You said you don't
because
like all the main sports.
We just talked about it. It's pole vaulting.
That's what it is. I was so I knew it was with a P. Like a P.
Okay. All right. So
pole vaulting.
I'm a pole vaulter, Eddie. Do you have to be heavier than the pole you jump with or lighter than the pole that you jump with?
Heavier than the pole or lighter than the pole?
Kind of a science question here.
Wow. This is crazy. Okay. Heavier than the pole or lighter than the pole? Based off just my original thought, I would say lighter, but I feel like it's a trick.
I would
there's
just
no
go,
way the pole
yeah.
cannot be that lighter. You got to be lighter than the pole. You got to be lighter than the pole. There's no way you can be heavier than the pole. I'm going to say lighter. There's no way you're pulling up that much weight. I'm going to say lighter.
You're right. So yes! If – yeah. Congrats, man. Congrats.
Thank you.
You have to be lighter than the pole because if you think about it, like if you're heavier than the pole, it could A, snap, or you could just get like way too much momentum and then like fly over.
Yeah.
I don't want to be
why being heavier than the pole.
Funny story.
Just gravity too probably.
Funny story, I was in bi district for pole vaulting, and you have to like weigh yourself in front of like all the other pole vaulters just to make sure that, you know, you're like following the rules.
Mm-hmm.
I was like 10 pounds heavier than I thought. I was, and I was actually way heavier than my pole, and it was probably the most embarrassing thing I've ever experienced.
Did you have to switch out your pole?
Yeah, so I had to switch on my pole. I switched my pole, and it was super unfamiliar to me. So I didn't do that well.
I knew you lied about your weight, too.
And everyone was like, wow, you fat girl.
Yeah.
No, no. It was like such a crazy time in my life. I never pole vaulted again after that day, actually.
Oh, no.
No, I didn't make it two districts. Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Okay, well, that was a good ending to the story.
Well, I think we all get 2 points. I think we all tied at 2.
No, I think you get another question.
Oh, you got three.
No, I got all my questions.
No, Trev, you got three because you stole one.
Did I steal? Maybe early
you stole.
On.
So it was
very close match.
It was close. I'd say I was obviously not close, though. I got a steal, but like it was kind of a false steal with 2 options. I'm going to take myself out of the contention because I had really bad answers, too. So I'm going to take myself
Trevor,
out of
the contention. Trevor came out seeming like he knew the most.
That's exactly right.
Real
I was going to say that.
When you brought up underwear into it, I was like, damn, I'm really hitting a stride.
I did my research, too.
Believe it or not.
Yeah. Before this, Eddie, I was like, I did my research. I was like, okay, UConn won last year's March Madness. Odell Beckham Jr. is a football player. Because I had no idea like what even one football player's name was. I was like,
nice.
Oh.
You were ready to go.
Yeah. It's crazy because like the one you did with Serena, that's her name, right?
Yeah. Serena Scoops?
I didn't know any of the answers to her questions. You know,
She didn't really either. She went 1 for 4, I think.
No, like the questions she asked.
Oh, you didn't know any of those questions either.
Yeah,
I'm like
a huge disappointment to my gender, or those were just really hard because
maybe they're tough.
You tell me, Eddie. You tell me how many tampons girls used and you didn't, Lauren. You being for real?
Okay, that one I knew, but the nails, the Kardashian,
Trevor knew the Kardashian one.
I did.
Trevor talks.
All right, well,
I didn't know the Batman.
Like an inside segment. That was so much fun. I loved your questions, Lauren. Those are great. I mean,
we're all those are really good.
I tried to emasculate you, just so you know.
Wow. I didn't even pick up on that. I'm feeling pretty masculine talking about little cups. Okay. All right, we're having fun here, but we do got to keep the lights on the outside noise show. Yeah. So we do have a quick break for our ad. We have our sponsor, Lysol, this week. The flu season may be gone, but gross people still are. Make sure you're staying fresh with our friends over at Lysol.
Thank you, Lysol.
Big friends of the show. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to keep moving. Lauren has prepared a star bench cut for me and Edward. And we're really excited to hear it.
Yeah. Star bench
cut. I actually think this will be really hard for you. I mean, it'll be harder for Trevor because one of them is currently happening. Okay. So.
Whoa.
Okay, so what does Stark mean? Stark is...
Stark.
Tony Stark?
Tony Stark. Oh, start. Start.
So oh, like, okay. Start bench start. Cut.
Let me just... Yeah, like it's like you're starting a player, you're going to bench a player, you're going to cut a player on like a team.
Okay, I assume when you bench someone, you like sit them down?
Yes, so and it's cut's kind of, the worst. So it's start kind of like, one, that's very cool. Bench two.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay, yeah. That's
so
what
start
done.
Is like your number one, bench is your number two, and cut is your three.
Yeah.
You said Tony Stark.
You said okay. Stark.
I was like, what do you mean?
All right. Okay. Ready? Drinking Ready. Beer, watching football, or having a girlfriend?
Jeez. Jeez. I'm off my throat here, Lauren. My livelihood, girl.
Yeah. Trev, nice jersey, man.
I'm going to get ahead of this one. Start having a girlfriend. Love you, Brooke.
Okay.
I know you're listening, and I love you. Start girlfriend, bench watching sports, and cut drinking beer. Because I love sports, and beer's unhealthy, and sports aren't. So that's how I'm going to go.
Okay. Got you.
Mm-hmm. Well, is this like, this is, because I don't have
you
a girlfriend
can either,
right now,
yeah, like.
So it's like, is that like a.
I mean, like.
Let's just say.
You can just like not have a girlfriend for the rest of your life.
Okay, so I'm going to start girlfriend then.
Oh, okay.
So I do plan on getting married, I hope. So that would
just
be tough.
Just a matter of time.
Girlfriend. And then sports and beer. Sports has been my livelihood since I was a one-year-old. Beer has not. Sports has been with me way longer. I'm going to have to bench sports, cut beer. Yeah.
I thought
beer, sadly.
You guys were going to be like, start football, like bench beer, and cut having a girlfriend.
No.
Opposite. Yeah, no. I'm proud. Good for you guys.
We love our ladies and Edward's future lady, so couldn't live without him. Really.
Yeah.
Okay. Great start bench
cut.
Great
start bench
definitely
cut.
Put us through the ringer a little bit. Definitely walking on eggshells. And we're now going to go
get
into
some
a new
text
segment.
For sure, being like, nice. Way to go on those questions, Eddie. You really killed it.
Oh, yeah. You gave it all you got. We're going to a new segment here on the show. This is special. For Lauren, this is story time with Lauren. I have no idea what's going to happen. So we're going to give Lauren the reins here. This is her show now. Well, let's see what she's got.
Yeah, well, it's story time with Lauren, but like I was going to kind of start the story, I guess.
You know, okay.
So we're going to
I'm just part of it.
To Eddie Eats.
So
and
basically,
Lauren listens.
We start from the very beginning, Eddie. I feel like we had a summer.
I don't know if I'm going to go that far.
I was going to say we had a summer basically, where like, we hung out a bunch.
Yeah, we hung out a bunch. We went to Watershed. We had this super fun group we're hanging out with a bunch. And guy in the corner.
Okay.
And Lauren were picking me up to go on a little double date. And I get picked up first. And I don't know whose idea it was, Lauren's idea.
Okay, wait, hold on, Eddie.
You're
not doing very well.
I think we have Lauren tell this.
Okay, so I was currently dating, you would say, the man in the corner, or whatever his name is.
Guy in the corner, yeah.
And I think we were driving his car, and I was like, yo, Eddie should hide in the back so we can surprise the female who's about to enter the car.
And did she know that she was going on a date with Ed?
Yeah.
But she didn't know that he was going to be in the trunk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This makes sense.
Yeah. And we are up in the front, like, this is going to be hilarious. Like, we're geniuses, and I can't wait for this to roll out, you know?
And so I get in the car, and they're like, Eddie, you got to get in the back. Like, it's going to be so funny. It's going to be so funny. You get in the back, and they'll come out and surprise her, and it'll be all funny, and all that. So again, they're like, oh, sure. Like, that sounds fun. Like, whatever. I'll get in the back. So I, and it's a big car. So I'm not in, like, the trunk. Like, I'm not hidden, like, I'm, like, a hostage. I'm, like, in, like, the trunk of, like, an SUV type.
Mm-hmm. In hindsight, too, this was a bad idea because I knew the girl. I mean, I'm close with the girl. And she was so annoyed with Eddie, too. Like.
Okay. Fast forward. I get in the car. We go to pick up this girl. She gets in the front seat, I think. Joe is in the back.
No. Joe's driving. I'm in the passenger.
She's in the... And immediately, I'm like covered by blankets, kind of, so I can, like, barely hear. But immediately, I just hear her start, like, talking about me. I'm like, oh god, this could get bad. So I'm like, should I come up now and, like, say something, or do I wait, or what do I do? And like Lauren and Joe were, like, giggling. I could already hear them giggling. They're like, what? And like,
it's like, how's Eddie? How is Eddie? Like,
for the moment she gets in the car, she's like, oh, he's, like, not Snapchatting me, all this stuff, like, he's not responding, all this stuff, and like, Lauren, you can give your perspective of the front seat, but
I mean, I was totally egging it on because this is fucking, like, hilarious. I was just like, "Hey, how's Eddie?" And she's like, you know, and we're like, "No, like, tell us what's going on." She's like, "I don't know if he, like, is into me. Like, he just doesn't Snapchat me back."
And I think in the back, oh god.
Like, I think I was like Joe cutting in and being like, "What a surprise, though."
Okay, then what? So then you pop out.
So then I'm like, oh, like, I'm here.
And the rest of the night,
and it's just like, oh no.
So also we, our plan, we, like, drove to. Okay, this is cute of us. We drove to the Ferris wheel. That was our plan. Mm-hmm. And we were trapped inside that. And everyone was like, there was a little bit of tension with it, everyone, for the rest of the night.
Not really. Not that much tension, I feel.
Look,
like,
at the videos. Play it back.
I was
show
just
the
scared
tapes.
Of the heights up there. I was freaking out. I would say.
I think was Matt.
It's funny. Oh.
Girl in the corner.
We can figure out how to edit.
Okay. I also know how to edit.
Probably not.
All right.
It's fine.
Yeah.
She's probably never gonna listen to this, so it's fine.
But yeah,
that's,
I mean,
wild.
She's done nothing wrong,
but
I think she was mad at me.
Yeah,
was that your last double date?
It was just a funny what?
Was that your last double date?
I don't think so.
Have you dated anyone since? I'm curious.
Not, like, dated.
Besides me, of course.
This is a kid show. Let's remember, this is a kid show.
I was joking about the me and you part. If you got that. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So Ed's done things that he doesn't want to admit. But moving on.
Shame.
That's a great story.
Yeah. So this is a little funny story.
I feel like Joe probably loved that part. I'm surprised he cut it, honestly. Or guy in the corner. Sorry.
Yeah.
Guy in the corner.
I think I put Joe in a lot of, like, uncomfortable situations as the summer went on. Like,
guy in the corner.
Yeah. Sorry, guy in the corner.
Yeah, in the
does
corner,
he care about being anonymous?
No, he doesn't.
We were gonna reveal who it was when we had, like, a certain amount of streams, but, you know, it's fine.
I actually texted Joe when I texted guy in the corner. I was waiting. I said, "I'm scared. Are you in the corner? Oh, maybe you're not supposed to tell me." And then I said, "Blink twice if Eddie is holding you against your will." And then he said, "Haha, no, not in the corner."
Oh my god,
not in the corner. But he always he's always in the corner though. Basically,
all right.
Lauren, we absolutely love to have you on the show. That was fantastic. We'd love to have you again. Your questions were great. Serpent Cut was great. I love story time with Lauren. That's just a classic Eddie story. I could really see that happening. But we really appreciate you being on. I mean, is there anything else you want to say to the people? This is your platform.
Me?
Anything else you want to say to the people? Yeah.
Love you all. Oh, wait, yes. Oh. Shout out Eddie's mom.
Oh.
What's her name?
Pin Daddy.
Okay. Daddy.
Yeah, I like the echo mode there.
Yeah, my microphone does a little echo.
Whoa. Well, shout out Pin Daddy.
We love Ben.
Ben? Okay, yeah. Love you.
Ben. Okay. Lauren, right, thank you so much for coming on the show. So that was great. Awesome.
Nice to see you guys. Hope I see you guys soon.
Of course. In New York. Come to California. Okay. Well, that was great. Lauren was fantastic. Such a great time. Edward, I think we got to keep pressing on.
We got to keep it going. My phone's at 7%, so I'm going to audio mic it a little worse here.
I'm going to make an executive decision here. So while Eddie's fixing his technical difficulties, we're going to have to cut the Eddie Eats segment and the hot dish of the week for this show. And I'm going to get in to the rages and raves of the week. Eddie, I think you're still good here, bud.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
We're
still good.
I'll start it off with my rage of the week. Sadly, and unfortunately for myself, it is once again with myself. I just simply won't learn. This isn't the rage is more specific, but I have a problem. I just won't learn. I just do the same thing over and over again. So this weekend, I was very excited because I was going to play some football with a couple of my buddies. And on the way to the field, I was like, okay, I gotta stretch. I even verbally told my friends, I was like, guys, I gotta stretch out. I gotta get loose because I always play sports and I never stretch and then I pull a muscle. And
every time,
what did I do when I get to the field? Immediately just start running burners. So I'm like, throw me a streak. I start running fast. We start doing some one-on-ones. What do you know? I pull my quad and it's no surprise. I do this every single time I play a sport, whether it's basketball, football, softball. I never stretch. I just get right into it because I get so excited because I love playing sports and I pull a muscle. And yeah, now I have a left quad pull. I'd say it's mild pull. It's not terrible. I can still walk, but like I usually skateboard a class. That really hurts. So a little bit of a quad issue, but we're battling through and I got to learn. I got to be better. I got to start stretching.
I never do. I stretch every time before I do anything like that because I know my body's weak.
I know. It's a good call. I wish I could. I will.
Sad because we're only 22. So far, you know, they do pull.
Oh yeah,
quads. Okay, that was your rage of the week. My rage of the week is—it's still kind of currently happening right now—is my Wi-Fi and my Bluetooth just don't work on my phone at all. They just turn off. Don't know why. Restarted my phone. Updated my phone. Just won't work at all. So that's why the podcast was a little bit, might have been choppy today. Hopefully it wasn't. My other little rage is since I got those stitches on my chin, I still can't shave that spot. So I'm walking around with a goatee. So I'm just walking around with a goatee. And like, this is my first day of classes. So people probably think, oh, that guy just rocks a goatee all the time. Like they've never seen me before. So it's like, that's goatee guy. So right now I'm goatee guy in all my classes and all my new people I know. So yeah. And a bunch of the abroad guys just got back that are juniors and they haven't seen me. And I can tell they're looking at me like, what the heck? Like what's going on with the goatee? But you know, it will get shaved eventually when my scar heals properly. And yeah. So that's my rage. Apple is my rage. My computer camera doesn't work, so yeah. I'm gonna get it dialed in for next week.
It's really an issue, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Also, okay, you know what? Screw it. People, if they don't want to listen, they want to listen. I got to hear that Eats segment of the week. I mean, you were in Cabo. Your egg count was up to 44 last time we talked. I got to know. This is my favorite segment. I can't cut it. I'm sorry in advance.
Oh, I didn't know it was going to cut. But yeah, Eddie Eats segment. I ended up with 54 eggs. I kind of slowed down towards the end. We ran out of our big carton and I stopped wanting to eat money, or I stopped wanting to use money on food. So, yeah.
So how are you acquiring food?
Well, we had extra food in the fridge. And I was like, I shouldn't go buy more eggs. Okay. I should like finish the food we have. So I had some salmon in the fridge, of course. Other thing.
So how many days with 54 eggs?
It was 5 days or six. So okay. It was probably averaging about 9.5 to 10 eggs a day.
Okay, that's admirable. You were up to 44 in 2.5 days. You really started hot.
Oh, I started cooking. I was cooking. But yeah, I had to slow down, unfortunately. But that's nothing. The next thing on the agenda for Eddie Eats is I still got my eyes on the prize for the next challenge, which has to do with eggs. 100 eggs, 100,000 steps. As everyone knows, I just want to reiterate that that's going down, hopefully sooner than later. And we're definitely still working on editing the 10K challenge video. It's on me. Yeah, I got to get my GoPro videos off and get those over to Trevor Talk so we can start editing.
But yeah, no, it's all going good. We got it all organized now. It's all now. It's just putting the pieces in and letting it rip. All right, yeah. Do you have anything else with that each segment?
Yeah, I have a quick little sauna story.
Yeah.
I was in the sauna, and there's this old man, and he was asleep in the sauna. And you know why I could tell he was asleep in the sauna? He was laid down, and he was snoring in the sauna. Full on snoring.
Did you wake him up?
Everyone in the sauna was like kind of looking at each other, like, should we wake him up? Like, it's probably unsafe. This old guy's in here asleep. Like, and then we like kind of were like, someone laughed or something, and he kind of like jerked up and was like, oops, like, sorry. And then he just went back to sleep. Weird. Super weird. The other thing that happened is I had a mid-microwave eggs mishap, you could say.
Ooh.
So basically, I had just classic three eggs. I ran out of time, so I threw them in the microwave. Guess what breaks? Mm-hmm. Just me and technology this week. It breaks 30 seconds in.
The microwave or the?
The microwave. What broke? The microwave. And all the pans are dirty, so I couldn't do it on pans. And I was like, I had to go to like an event, so I just in a hustle, in a hurry, I just ate them.
You definitely ate them. Yeah, I did. Ate them. They were just like pretty much liquid.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
But it happens to the best of us.
Okay. Yeah, you could say that. You could say that again. Oh gosh!
Yeah.
So you ate basically non cooked eggs in a bowl.
It was a plate, and I threw some avocado on there. I can send you a picture after.
Okay. Yeah, I like to see that. Yeah, well, yeah. You know, live the fight another day. I guess
that's it for the Eddie Eats segment. Hot dish of the week, Trev. Do you want to hit me with yours?
Yeah. So hot dish of the week. I'm really bad at picking meals. So this is again not a meal, but it's not a sauce because I know I've gotten a little bit of a little bit of a battering for always picking sauce. But this stuff is nuts. And I know it's not good for me, but I love it. So it's an energy drink. In specific, it's the Rise Fuel energy drinks. They are, I have a couple of my fridge. I'll show you, Ed.
Yeah.
They are freaking delicious. They have a Sunny D flavor. And growing up, Sunny D was my favorite drink. Okay. Sunny D was the best. And it's like an energy drink, and it is so good. I've had the Sunny D flavor so far, and I've had the Baja Cooler.
Compare it to Celsius for me.
So much better, dude. And like, I love Celsius.
Or does it do the job too? Does it get you fired up?
Oh, I mean, yeah. It's got the same amount of caffeine, so it gets you like right in that same zone. And oh my gosh, I've drank one like every single day for the last like 3 days. Real bad boy, been real bad, but they just taste so good. They got Sunny D, they've got Baja Cooler, they've got Hawaiian Punch, and they're all like 0 grams of sugar, so you know it's just terrible for all your body.
So could we say you're drinking it for the flavor and not the caffeine?
Both. Because I love a little buzz. I love a little caffeine buzz at like 3 p.m. That's my go-to. I always do that, even if it's coffee. But I'm not like a morning caffeine guy. I find that I'm okay in the morning. I'm ready to rock and roll. But it's that midday slump when I'm doing school and I got to stay sharp. That's when I just bang home one of these Rise Fuels. And it's not even a sponsor. Hopefully one day.
Maybe one day. Show,
but they're so good. I can't wait to try the Hawaiian Punch. And they also have a Minute Maid Lemonade one.
Trev, that we might have to hard H next time I see you.
We might have to hard H. We might.
Or wait, hard. Wait, what's the name of it actually?
We're gonna drink a Rise Fuel. We're not gonna.
That's all we're doing. We're gonna drink a Rise Fuel. Let the audience put two and two together of what almost just happened there.
Oh god, yeah. But there's that one too. Anyway, let's hear hot dish, Ed.
My hot dish. I have two quick ones. Flying on Alaska Airlines, I always get the Mediterranean tapas every time. It's a little in-flight dish you can get. It has some hummus, some chips, a little thick bar, some almonds, some olives. It's kind of right up my alley. I got two actually this time watching March Madness. I was just streaming March Madness, having my Mediterranean tapas. My next one
is a great
flank steak at Met Market I had with my family on Sunday night. It was just the best season flank steak. Just couldn't beat it. Yeah, hard to beat. Because I'm used to that ground beef, which don't get me wrong, it's amazing. But like, you throw me a good flank steak compared to the ground beef. Oh, wow.
Oh, delicious. Yeah. Change delicious. It up a little bit.
Change it
I
up.
I love it.
Exactly.
Well, that's great, Ed.
Okay. Let's hit our raves and let's close it out.
It's a rave a week. Huh? Yeah, a little bit longer of a show, but I mean, we had to do it. We had a great guest. We couldn't really slow it down, you know?
No.
Keep this nice and organic. I'll go to my rave of the week first. So this is something that I've heard about, and it's not new. I think there might be a new season that just came out, but I've been watching the first one that came out probably like a year ago. But the Full Swing show on Netflix that follows like the PGA and the LIV Tour and all these professional golfers, it's spectacular. I am so much more – because I've always liked golf, but it's kind of hard to get to know the players. Like any sport, I mean, you don't really learn a whole lot about these guys. But the Full Swing show – does such a great job of just highlighting these unique personalities and these cool people and showing everyone's story. And just like the show is so fun to watch because somehow they're always filming these guys like as they either win a tournament or like do something that they've never done in their career before. And I love it. It's so cool. It's so fun. Yeah, it's great. Full Swing on Netflix. You should totally check that out.
Great, great show. Another show similar to that is the F1 Drive to Survive. I don't know if you've seen that.
I haven't seen that yet.
Very similar. Highly, highly recommend. That's where Full Swing stems from because Drive to Survive was so popular and successful that they made a Full Swing, which is similar to it. Yeah. Okay. My rave was this past Sunday. It was super sunny. All I did, I had no classes to even think about. I was watching March Madness all day, went on a walk with my parents, played catch with my brother in the sun. I was back in my family house. It just was a great, I was with my dog all day. Couldn't have had a better day before starting the next quarter. Yeah, I was gone for a super long time. It was just great. Great meal that night. It was a great, great day.
Yeah, that's awesome. Was that when you had the flank steak?
That was when I had the flank steak too, exactly.
Oh, you walked there to
the
you
market.
Go.
It was very like, we walked all the way to the market, grabbed our food. It was like we were in the old times. We walked all the way to the market. I grabbed my gallon of water at the store, and I brought it home. It felt like I was, you know, it was awesome. It was awesome. It really brought me back to the roots.
Wow. I'm sure you needed that, too, after being gone for, like, 20 days.
Yeah. No, I did.
Especially after Cabo. Get back to those roots.
Yeah, the roots.
Just American roots.
Playing ball with my brother, and yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. That's a great rave of the week. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
I mean, great episode. About an great hour episode. 15,
hopefully the
audio's so.
Not too bad for you guys. Yeah, we might have to edit this for the first time. We'll see. You never know.
Yeah, we'll see. But, I mean, I think it was great. I mean, it's just conversation. I think that's what people want. They want raw, organic conversations.
Raw. Yeah.
Yep. There you go, Ed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate everybody listening. We hope that you liked our guest because we loved her. She was great. And can't wait to get back to you next week. Maybe we'll have a guest, maybe we won't. We're kind of figuring that all out, but there is big news on the horizon. So we're currently working on getting video for our podcast. So we'll post them on YouTube and there'll also be the video on Spotify. And it's going to be a banger. I can't indulge in any details yet, but there's a huge plan for the first video episode and I can't wait for that to come out.
Can we give a hint? Like a mid-video...
No, we can't give a hint.
We can't give a hint.
No way.
Keep on the edge.
It's gonna be great.
You're gonna want to watch the video.
It's gonna be so great when it comes out, and you people are gonna love it. So, once again, thanks everyone for listening. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
That's a noise show. We're out. Episode 10.